Hey guys, it is Jay John of Asian Pop Radio. Thank you very much for clicking on another podcast. If you like what you hear on our podcast feed, we really hope that you can subscribe to us via iTunes. That's a great way to get the content delivered each time it goes up. If you like what you hear, please do give us a positive review, and some 5 stars would be lovely, because the more that we get them, further our podcast goes up in the list and people can find us. So that would be great. You can subscribe to us on iTunes. You can download our app free via the App Store on Apple and Android. We're also online at AsianPopRadio.com.
This is Jeanette and Jay John, Asian Pop Radio. So tell me what you think of it.
This is the Jeanette and
Jay
John show here on Asian Pop Radio.
Yes, right here. Not over there.
I did like a little bubble thing. Did you hear it?
You did a bubble thing?
Yeah, we'll play it back later. Okay. It sounds pretty gross.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad.
I'm
still excited because yesterday I got to hang out with the GOT7 Australia International Fan Club kids down at the gardens. Yeah, and they had some veggie sausages, so, you know, I was a happy veggie mate. What?
Ooh. I don't know. Get it, you're Australian!
Oi, mate. Throw another veggie shrimp on the bar.
Did you guess how many jelly beans? Was it jelly beans?
I didn't. I should have.
You're not that smart.
I think actually if I check my pants, oh look, I've still got my raffle ticket from yesterday. I didn't even find out if I won the jelly beans. Green E14. I hope, fingers crossed.
Imagine if you were the one that won.
Yeah, that would be good. I could imagine that.
You technically didn't win because you weren't there to take the prize, so someone else took it.
Well, see, this is the thing. They didn't have a disclaimer if, you know, you had to be present to win the jelly beans. But then if someone else...
Oh, Robert just poked his head.
If I did... Yeah, feel free to sit down, Robert. We just started.
Stand up.
We're just being like on time and all. You know what it's like.
Yeah, how it is.
Anyway, I could talk about jelly beans all day, but we should talk about what's on the show today.
Yes, what's the tracks for today?
Well, we have a bit of a theme, and Robert's worked very hard on our theme today. Robert, have you worked very hard or just somewhat hard? Did you work hard at all?
Very hard.
I think you worked hard.
Jason, the stuff.
What? What? Hey, don't forget that we are the media partner of the Indonesian Film Festival. It is running at Acme Cinemas in Melbourne, Federation Square, Melbourne, April 8 to 13. You can get all the information that you need on the event, but we'll be telling you about it right throughout the week. Do check out their website, iffaustralia.com. There's a lot of good stuff on offer.
Awesome.
There is a big problem in the J-pop world and on Asian Pop Radio, because one of our favorite J-pop idols, Jeanette and Robert, have decided to pack it in and call it a day.
No.
Who could it be?
Who?
Ayumi Hamasaki has decided... Mm-hmm. Has desired to retire.
Why?
Well, these are her words, actually. That she posted a blog on the weekend saying, "I am a product that is no longer wanted."
Aww.
That's harsh words.
That's so sad.
Similar to something that I wrote on Asian Pop Radio not too long ago. # I get it, I'm old. But I feel like that's kind of the problem for Ayumi Hamasaki. And age does play into this, because I think it's incredibly hard for someone to get old in the music industry.
Yeah, definitely.
And in particular, Asia, right?
Yeah.
By the time you've done your 7 years as an idol in a K-pop group, you're seen to be one of the older members of the community and not necessarily what will sell records or, you know, digital tracks. So it's quite a challenge for artists, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, she began that blog post by saying that I am a product that is no longer wanted in light of her disastrous performance. Now, this is a report via aramajapan.com. They say, in light of her disastrous performance on the weekend's episode of Music Station, she decided to call it quits on her career. It's been reported that AVEX begged Music Station's producers to let her on yesterday's 3-hour special in an effort to boost her lagging career. That plan certainly backfired. People wrote some pretty harsh stuff on social media.
Yeah, reading it now, it's so harsh.
Do you want to share some of them?
No, I don't want to be the one who says it.
Okay. I'd rather watch K-pop than this, wrote one commentator on Girls Channel. why wasn't Arashi on instead of this sad old lady?
No, that's Mumu, that's full so on. Sad.
That is harsh. Red One tweets, 12CH user wrote, I saw a Yumi perform 15 years ago, and it was the best concert I've ever been to. Last night's performance was a cheap Chinese knockoff of a luxury good. They're strong words. Whoa. How does a performer handle that kind of thing? Have you guys been on the receiving end of some pretty harsh stuff on social media? Jeanette, have you ever experienced anything nasty along these lines by, you know, someone in the public or perhaps, someone
definitely
that you thought was a
work.
Friend? At work?
Yeah.
So, like, someone you'd worked with or someone you mean over the counter? Oh, do you have a story?
No, not really. A lot of people think I'm trying to sell, but I'm literally, like, helping them.
Yeah.
Because I think I'll be like, oh, you know, if you're going for that, you might as well go for this. And they're like, no, I'm going to stick with Ray-Bans. And I'm like...
Right. So as soon as you mention, actually, I know this product and I think that you might benefit more from wearing these glasses.
Yeah.
They're saying, nah, you're getting commission on that. And that's
why
you're trying to get me to buy something I don't need. What's more important to people then? Comfortable glasses? It's something that's going to suit them and work better or the brand?
Never the brand. Never.
Yeah.
Oh.
I tell you now, never the brand.
Now, Robert's looking quite concerned and doesn't necessarily
agree.
Come
for me, Robert. Come for me.
I would say it's quite often the brand. And then a lot of people start looking at the price. That's when they're buying something. When they're looking at something like, this that we're talking about, like an idol or something like that, it's very much about the name, the brand, after the looks.
Yeah.
Or after the appearance. And that's where some of the age stuff and, you know, the very bright, glitzy sort of, appearances and looks of music videos and programs comes in is... Mm. People are drawn to the look.
Well, Yumi wrote in her blog post that one of the reasons she sounded off at the performance was due to her deafness, which is a pretty challenging thing for a performer, I would have to say. Something which has progressed over the years. She said, I was told to stop singing years ago, but singing is my life. I have to do this for my fans because they are my heart. Another reason for her off performance was the show's performance order. She thought she would be closing the show, but she was second to last preceding X-Japan. Ayumi Hamasaki said that it was right for AKB48 to precede her, referencing the 2011 incident when she skipped the show in protest due to her performing before AKB48, an incident which resulted in a temporary ban from music station. I think this is kind of two ways, right? Like, this person is a little bit off. She's getting some flack for it. People, the viewing public don't want to, you know, hear excuses. If you're off, you're off. They're harsh critics. But on the other hand, she sounds like she might be a little bit challenging to work with as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's two sides to the story.
I think there might be.
Yeah.
But it's sad. I do like her. I think it's going to be difficult to not have her releasing stuff. I hope at some stage she comes back and still releases some tracks because
definitely.
She's a crowd favorite. And we like our J-pop, don't we? We're not just K-pop. We like J-pop.
Diversity is our thing.
Yeah. Black sitting. I just noticed that you're all wearing black at the moment, and I mean white. I'm just not Melbourne enough.
I'm wearing grey.
Well, this is true, but a black jacket.
Because it's cold.
Black and white. What are you talking about?
All right. Thanks, guys. If you like what you hear, remember to subscribe to us via iTunes. Search Asian Pop Radio. You can search Asian Pop Radio on every platform, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook. You'll be able to follow us and like us and stay up to date with all things that are happening. We would really appreciate any positive reviews on any platforms that you use. Thanks, guys.